This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Haven't heard anyone say that the Cowboys should not be copying the Philadelphia Eagles until now. Sean and RJ on DFW Sports Station. In case you missed it, the top story of the day is Josh McDaniels turning his back on the Indianapolis Colts. They had scheduled the press conference. He agreed to become their head coach and leave Bill Belichick in New England. And then, boom, late last night, Adam Schefter broke the news. McDaniels changed his mind. And Matt Eberflus and other assistants that McDaniels hired, they're under contract. They're stuck in Indianapolis for whoever the new guy is. But Josh McDaniels is going to remain the OC in New England. Does that mean that there's a succession plan in place? Did Belichick call him up and say, hey, you're the guy once I walk away in 1 or 2 years? Does that mean Andrew Luck is not healthy? Does that mean he finally realized who the owner was of the Indianapolis Colts? These are all the questions that are out there for Josh McDaniels turning his back on Indy. Now, what about the blueprint? Everyone wants to copy the Patriots. People are saying we should be copying the Philadelphia Eagles. Here's Ralph James to say no.
No, I don't. I would copy the Patriots. I would copy a team that tries to build a team to win for 15 straight years. I'm not copying the team that wins one. Okay? This is like, there's the old adage. I ain't scared of the guy who wants to buy 10 nukes. I'm scared of the guy who wants to buy one.
Okay.
Okay? I ain't scared of the coach who wants to win one Super Bowl. I'm scared of the guy who wants to win five.
Bro, I want you to.
I've never heard that old adage.
Well, the guy who wants to buy one nuke is wants to use it. The guy who wants to buy 10 is building an army.
Now,
like, the guy who buys one is just going to use it then and there and then wreak havoc.
Okay.
Isn't Philly built for the long haul?
That's what I'm thinking, well, man. To suggest that Philadelphia isn't in position right now to have their best defensive players and Fletcher Cox and Graham and all these guys sticking around, to have their quarterback in place for at least the next two seasons and next three seasons, rather, to have the tight end and wide receiver locked down, who they locked down this offseason, to have an up-and-coming running back in Clement and Jay Ajayi already ready to go for next season, to have potentially the best offensive line in the league all ready to go. And you can argue that they're not, but they were.
Man, Chubb, you're going to get whipped here.
Hang on.
Bro.
That team with Carson Wentz didn't win the title. They didn't win the title. Nick Foles' team won the title.
What? So are you? You can't make the case that Nick Foles quarterbacking the Eagles makes them a better team.
No, I'm not. I'm saying it's a fluke. Their title's a fluke.
Why?
Because a backup quarter, it's the same way the Giants in 1990 was a fluke title. The backup quarterback won. It wasn't their best version of their team. It was the hottest version
they
of their team.
They didn't need their best version of their team to win a Super Bowl is the point I would make,
Roy,
or counter to you with.
The point is, Nick Foles, if Carson Wentz is a top three NFL quarterback, then you want to mirror that team. Okay, you do. But it's tough to mirror that. Because the Cowboys don't have a top three quarterback.
Right.
You can't mirror the Pats. You can't mirror the Packers. You can't mirror the Manning Colts or the Broncos. You can't mirror that because you don't have that.
Okay.
That's a generational quarterback. And if Carson Wentz is a generational quarterback, fine. But we're losing our minds because Nick Foles went to a Super Bowl and won a Super Bowl. The Philadelphia Eagles do not have a world-class anything on offense.
They have a really, really good offensive line.
Really good offensive line.
They finished third in the league in rushing.
They don't have a great running back. They don't have great wide receivers. They have a great quarterback, we think, but he's had one bad year and one good one. Just like Dak, just in reverse.
Okay.
Their defense is really good. It's a really good defense. Can't kill it. I have no idea what Doug Peterson is. 3 weeks ago, we thought Doug Peterson was a guy. You don't change that much in 3 weeks. You do when it's the Super Bowl because perception takes over, but the reality is that I don't know what the Eagles are. The Carolina Panthers went 15-1 3 years ago, lost the Super Bowl. We haven't heard from them since. We haven't. Atlanta should have been the Super Bowl champs last year. They struggled to get into the playoffs. The Philadelphia Eagles, to me, are more a product of the NFL than a product of them being great. I'll take this back in 5 years if they go to four more NFC championship games. But the Cowboys were 12-4, lost quarterback bad year, 13-3, 9-7. Cowboys have, they have, their biggest fault is they didn't take advantage of their opportunity. That's their biggest fault. The Cowboys' biggest fault is that they had two fluke plays cost them division games. A Dez catch and the best pass ever thrown in the history of the National Football League. That's why the Cowboys didn't make the NFC Championship game in 2 years. The Philadelphia Eagles, meanwhile, got lucky to get out of the division round. Julio Jones had an easy catch in his hand and he dropped it. If Julio Jones makes a routine play, they aren't even into the NFC Championship game. Why would I lose my mind over this? So everyone who wants to fire Jason Garrett, fine. I'm going to throw two examples your way. I'm going to throw John Gruden your way with Tampa. In his final 4 years, he goes 11-5, first place. Then he went 4-12. Then he won the division at 9-7. And then he went 9-7 and didn't win the division. He gets fired. Since then, they've run through Raheem Morris, Greg Schiano, Lovie Smith, Dirk Cutter, and whoever's going to replace him next year. They had a good coach. Oh, it wasn't good enough. Oh, we can't get over the hump. So we're going to spin our wheels and we're going to roll through four more guys. Gruden went 57-55. The other guys have gone 50-94 since. Chicago fires Lovie Smith in 2012. He went 81-63. He had just gone 10-6, missed the postseason. The Packers won the Super Bowl 2 years earlier. They're freaking out because the Packers are a great team. They're now on their third coach in 6 years. Mark Trestman, John Fox, and Matt Nagy. Whatever one it is.
Nagy.
Doesn't matter. He's an irrelevant coach because he's going to get fired in 2 years, and the Bears are going to be looking for another coach when they could have just kept Lovie Smith and hadn't done a good job.
Okay.
You guys want to search for this next great coach, and as 337 will bring up, just go to Everton, man. They fire Martinez, and all of a sudden, four coaches in 18 months.
Yeah, you know all about
I don't know Roberto anything about Martinez. It, but I don't know anything about it, but it's a fact. So you want to do that? You guys want to search for this? You want to search for Bill Belichick? You guys go right ahead. You knock yourself out on that one. You freak out over the Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl. I'll look at it more as the Carolina Panthers making the Super Bowl on a great year they had, where everyone had career years, and they lose their left tackle, they lose their quarterback, and they still wind up making it. That's a fluke, man. That is the NFL. That is not the Philadelphia Eagles being this great run organization, because if they were that great, they wouldn't have stunk last year. They wouldn't have stunk for the last decade. They wouldn't have hired and fired Chip Kelly in a week and a half. This organization took advantage of their opportunity. And that's Jason's biggest fault.
It's been a
is that he didn't take advantage of his opportunity.
It's been a long time since you've gone full Bayless, like opposite troll, but you've managed to do it with two different topics. You love being the only one in this city, the only one, to stand next to Jason Garrett. And the reason you do it is to be scared and safe. You're fine if they're 9-7. You're fine if they're 10-6, because you don't believe or put down a threat of a higher standard. You don't believe the Dallas Cowboys can win the Super Bowl next year. You just think if they're 10-6, hey, that's fine and that's good.
It is.
It's not. It's the Dallas Cowboys, like it's the New York Yankees and like it's the LA Lakers.
Doesn't matter.
It does matter. And you just love being the only one to defend him. You get a high out of that, even when Jason gets fired next year, you still love being the only one. And then you fail to look at the actual roster that the Philadelphia Eagles have. They do have an awesome offensive line. People predicted they were better than us before the season. They ended up being right. Up front, the reason it wasn't a fluke is because up front, when you look at what each team has as a stable, consistent, we can lean back on this, used to be the Cowboys' run game and offensive line. The Eagles' defense and defensive line is number one in the division as to what you know will be there. Brandon Graham, Jernigan, Fletcher Cox, Vinnie Curry, Barnett, Chris Long. No matter what happens, that will be there next year, and that, I believe, will be a fantastic unit. Now, you can come back at me and say, you can say it's the same thing about the Giants last year. And you could, and their defense was 31st in terms of yards given up. What is scary, and not fluky, sir, what is scary is that they don't have a true elite number one wideout. They don't have a true elite number one running back. And they won the whole freaking thing with a backup quarterback. That's scary, not fluky, because Carson Wentz is going to be back. We now believe he's an MVP-level caliber player. This thing looks to be. Looks to be for the long haul, which in the NFL is probably 3 years.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is. Their defense is great. There's no doubt about that.
It looks a lot closer comparatively to the Seahawks of a few years ago than it does the Carolina Panthers of a few years ago.
But we never would have thought that about the Panthers. Every single one of us had, this Panther team is going to be really, really good.
Nah.
No. Me. Not when they lost Josh Norman.
I've had Panther egg on my face. I've never really bought into them. It's a one-man show. Really good defense.
It is.
And maybe you can say that for Philadelphia, although they have better weapons offensively, and they look to have a superior offensive mind as the coach.
They definitely do. I mean, Rivera's a defensive guy anyway, so that would, you know, lead into it. You know, look, it's just, I look at this Cowboy team, and I don't think this is a great team. Their defense stinks. Their defense is, you cannot win a championship with this defense. It's not the coach. It's the defense. It's the players. This team is grossly overrated. They've got a really good offensive line. They don't have a number one wide receiver. I'm sorry, Ben Rogers. They don't. They have an old tight end. They've got a great running back who is...
Troublemaker.
He's troublemaker, but a great running back doesn't matter, man. I'd rather have a great offensive line than a great running back any day of the week.
Okay.
They've got a good quarterback. They don't have Carson Wentz, but they've got a good quarterback. They have a defense that will never allow you to win a championship unless the quarterback's name is Brady, Rodgers, or Manning. And the last time I checked, it's not. So you want to go and freak out about the head coach? Fine. Go ahead. You're going to have the same problem next year. You're going to have a defense that stinks, who can't get stops, who can't get the other team off the field.
What's your problems with what do you see as Jason Garrett's negatives?
His negatives?
Yeah. Because everyone else in this whole Metroplex would not have taken 2 seconds to start ripping off traits and characteristics they don't like, but you somehow magically see through all the process clouds to where we're all blind and you're seeing it. So I just want to know what you think are his shortcomings.
Well, his shortcomings is perception from the fans. It is, because the thought is he's too conservative. Well, he's not conservative. I mean, he goes for a fourth down more as much as anybody else does. He does the same thing.
Offensive creativity is also a form of being conservative. It's not just you going for it on fourth and one.
Yeah, but that's a misnomer. They do take shots downfield. They don't convert on shots downfield. That's a quarterback thing.
So he has no shortcomings.
Oh, no, he has shortcomings.
No negatives.
Yeah, of course he does. I mean, I think his playbook is out of date.
Okay.
I think his playbook is out of date.
And isn't that a major, major problem?
Well, I think he needs to hand over the playbook and tell the offensive coordinator just run the show.
I agree.
That's what I would do.
Oh, yeah. And if he did that.
Other than that, I think Jason Garrett's fine.
I'd be fine with him, too.
I don't think there's a problem. That's
stubbornness, RJ. I don't think you can overlook it as fast as you do. That stubbornness or arrogance can be the Achilles heel. Because you have to rely on everything being perfect. You're not. Do you think Jason Garrett can overcome injury? Can coach them out of holes?
That right there.
I don't know.
That's the best
you
way.
Out of holes, like being behind. Not out of being behind. Out of having your year to year, daily, weekly problems that will come up in an NFL season. Can he coach them out of trouble?
I think there are five coaches who can, and I think the rest of the coaches in the NFL are all the same, and I think I'll put them in the all the same category. I would not advise you to look at the fan text.
So if he's all the same and basic like everybody
because
else.
Because of what? You're going to tell me magically that the Autoflex EC fan text today, just in this last 15 minutes, supports Jason Garrett?
Because
I'll bet you anything that you want, if I put up a poll, you'll get your ass kicked.
Well,
and I'll bet
the poll
anything that you
would
want.
Not be my entire argument.
Okay.
If you just go to the fan text, I mean, you'll see it's pretty 50-50.
About what?
No.
Stand with Jason.
No, it's not.
Yeah, right.
It is, Roy. I mean, you can say it is, but it is. I mean, I've counted about 20 of them.
Tom, I've listened to every...
You can't count and make all these points that you're making. I haven't said a word, and I've been reading through them. It's not 50-50. Straight up. It's definitely not 50-50.
I've listened to every show on this station since the end of the year, and everyone's reaction to it, and talk with people on Facebook and Twitter and everything, and it's not over 50% support for Jason Garrett.
It's... Look, you want to listen to the guys on the station? Great. They're wrong. Okay? I'm sorry. They buy into perception, and they buy into this notion that Jason is this, you know, he doesn't, the receivers don't get open. Well, they do. They're middle of the pack. They're a half yard difference of separation on average than the number one ranked team in the separation
category. It's a severely flawed statistic, by the way, because it measures four different wide receivers. Jason Witten doesn't get a single yard of separation at all.
He doesn't.
And other guys get tons of it. That's a fun little stat for people to point to, but they're measuring four different guys running route combinations 50 times in a game. It's basically a pointless stat.
I don't even think Jason's involved with that because I think it's wide receiver only.
All right, we'll get back into it later on. But you succeeded. You're out there on the island. I know that's what gets you high. You love it. Love it. You and JGZ out there on that Princeton, New Jersey island.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.